I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're Generation X, laughing at the world today. We're getting older, but we're still gonna play.
Season 9, episode 25. Had a lot of caffeine today, so this is going to go one way. I could crash right in the middle of the show. Not that any of you would care.
Take a back pill.
I don't need a back pill. I have pee.
Don't drink too much tea. You'll end up like Dustin.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. I don't give a if I end up getting me one of them kidney stones, I'm going to climb into myself and fight it.
Start talking like my dad, and then I can take out all my rage on you.
Yes, because we just done did a video for our Patreon only fan, and I ended up doing a voice like this. It kind of slid into Roy D. Mercer territory, so I backed off a little bit because I won't be saying I won't be ripping off Roy D. Mercer. By God. Oh, about last week?
Oh, that pisses me off. That pisses me right off.
And I'm angry because you pissed me off.
That really pisses me off.
You really pissed me off, you know, because
you know what really pisses me off?
About last week. This is the part of the show, the beginning of the show, where I like to cleanse the bad things I did the previous week. I want to have to slip into RFK Jr. mode. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope everybody was able to see two of my viral videos this week. I have a pair of ravens that live in a palm tree about 50 feet from my house. Did you guys see that? And I'm trying to tame them. Make my friends. And I also visited a ladybug farm, and I have ladybugs crawling all over me. And the weird thing after I appeared with the ladybugs all over me is I got a call from Lindsey Graham, and he asked me if I wanted to see his ladybugs, so I'm going to his house next. I wonder what they look like.
Well, they're immobile.
Anyway, last week I did some jokes, and I want to apologize to Tom Segura for talking about him and Christina P. They're great. I really would love to go on your mama's place. What's it called? Your mama's house? If my presidential bid fails, which it most certainly will, I do need to be at that debate, though. Because the only thing that can enliven that debate next week between two geezers is a guy that can't talk very good. But that's good ideas.
What are your chances, though, really, of getting in the debate?
Not very high. I'm going to try to sue, but they have rules. Anyway, if I don't get in, I've been offered a job by Disney to pitch new Star Wars shows. Would you like to hear some?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one, in a quest to find his missing laptop, a Washington, D.C. Nepo Jedi uses his mighty meat saber to spread his midichlorians all over the faces and rear ends of Russian lesbian space witches. The crackle-eye. No? All right, here's another one. Jumping ahead in the Republic timeline, an aging Jedi tries to negotiate a lasting peace between the Money Laundrians and the Vodkarians while facing off against the evil Sith Darth Putin. Can he do it without falling asleep or shitting his pants? You'll have to watch Joby One to find out. And here's the last one, because Tim wants to finish the show. I think you'll like it. Finn and the fat girl from The Last Jedi nobody remembers. They team up to take on Donald the Hutt in an attempt to foil a sinister plot to bring lower taxes and Hutt supremacy to the galaxy. I don't have a title for it yet, but everyone tells me shit sounds good. So those are mine. And I got to stop doing this voice because I got to finish the show. Okay, bye, guys. Maybe I'll talk to you next week.
Your team.
What's your code name again?
The Boys.
Oof. Who came up with that shit?
The Boys are back in town.
All right, everybody's watched episodes 1 through 3. I don't think 4 is out yet, or does it come out today? I do not like the fact that they released 3, but I watched all 3 of them. But the first jarring thing that struck me is mother's milk now looks like soy milk or almond milk or 2% milk. He's lost all his
weight. He's not like milk anymore. He's like all hard, like cheese, mother's cheese now.
He looks like the lead singer. He looks like the lead singer of Digital Underground.
Yes.
R.I.P.
Are you ticklish?
Everybody's talking about how Starlight looks different. I don't notice any difference in her, but
you how do you not? Seriously? Go back. How do you not? You blind? He's a Ozempic.
Have you always had X-ray vision?
Yes, her skull is the same, Jeff, but she has had either facial surgery or she's on Ozempic. For no reason, because she wasn't overweight. And maybe she's diabetic. I don't know. But she looks jarringly weird. And she was pretty. I mean, she's still pretty, but I mean, why? Why do they do that? Why?
I don't know. And she's young too, right?
I mean, know.
What was the main?
There wasn't a giant jump in filming, right? Like, what is it, 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
Yeah. Two, I think. I don't know. There's some thoughts I have about this season. It feels like at the beginning, they're sort of picking up where they left off and trying to get a new thing going. And so there's some subplots that don't really mean anything to me. I like the new characters. I'll tell you who my favorite new character is. I like Sister Sage.
It's Sage.
Oh, yeah. Sister Sledge. Susan Hayward is an actress, and she's from Atlanta. I did not know she was from Atlanta, but she was also in Orange is the New Black. But she's really good. I love that character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she adds a lot of spice.
And Valerie Curry as Firecracker. She's good.
Yeah.
But she's the last thing I saw her in was what? The Tick.
I kept trying to think of what I knew her from.
She's in that awful show. I can't even remember the name where the guy, they're all in a cult and the guy gets out of jail. It was the guy who played Mark Anthony in Rome, that actor.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the name of that show. It was not a very good show.
She was also in that remake of Blair Witch Project that was horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, there was no need to do that. The thing that I find, and it's not because it's woke or anything or because it bothers me what they're talking about. It just seems like this social cause stuff is really over the top and kind of silly. And then I tried to look into it online, and then you find the one side is the usual suspects going, oh, it got woke. And then the other side, it was like, it was always about you people. I don't think that's what it's about. I don't think the comic book is about that. They're satirizing everything. But they are losing touch with satirizing the superheroes. But I see glimpses of it getting back on track after this third episode that I watched, especially with Homelander. There's a mystery for Homelander that not everybody knows about. I don't give a shit about Romance Man, Frenchie, and all the love interest stuff. I don't know. Do you think Butcher's really going to die? You rot fucking cunt.
There's only one season left, so he'll probably die eventually.
I think he's going to become like a Venom with everything inside him. Yeah. He's going to be able to share it.
Neil has a theory that Ryan's going to end up saving him with his blood or something.
You go fuck right off, Ryan. And then for some reason, Jeffrey Dean Morgan is in this show as Joe Kessler. And I haven't...
Is he a real person or is he a figment of Butcher's imagination?
Yeah.
Ah, is that a mystery? Is that what people saying?
Yeah, because his brain's fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, you look at that. I lost my Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I was doing a good Negan back in the day, but I fucking forgot how to do him.
You put your shitting pants on.
Well, I hope you put your shitting pants on. I don't have it anymore. but overall, I'm enjoying it. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
The slow falling apart of Homelander. It's the best thing about the show.
Yes.
I like all the things that you like and all the things that you don't like. I feel the same.
I feel like the guy who made his own daisy chain while eating his own ass and jack it off.
I couldn't watch that. I had to hide in the kitchen.
Move to India. You wouldn't have to see it.
You couldn't watch that? You have to watch that stuff.
No, I couldn't.
Did you watch Two Girls, One Cup when it was all the
rage? Nope. As soon as the cups came out, you know, I was done with it.
Oh, so that scene got banned in India?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
And they also banned Butcher's Butthole.
Butcher's Butthole.
Why? When was Butcher's Butthole in? I forgot. I didn't see that part.
First episode.
When was her name?
Got the text.
Yeah, he texted her.
They're right fucking cunts. I got work on that one. How many more episodes? Is it a full season, 13 episodes? What is it, 8, 10? I don't know. These shows are crazy with their episodes.
Probably yeah, I don't eight. Know how many total.
I eight? Think they're usually 8.
All right. Seinfeld continues to keep himself in the news. He was recently, and Dustin, you have this clip, right? You can drop it in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Seinfeld was doing a show over in Australia. And of course, nobody can do a show anywhere without being interrupted by some protester who has a cause. They're out in the audience yelling, Gaza stuff and from the river to the sea, which you start yelling that at Jewish people. You're not going to win them. Especially if they're supporting Israel. But they're out there heckling him, and he handled it pretty well.
We're all on your side now because you have made your point so well. And in the right venue, you come to the right place for a political conversation. Because I know there are problems here with indigenous Aboriginal people and the white people. They have problems here. So maybe to solve that, I will screw up Jim Jeffries in a show in New York. If this works, that will work. You have to go 20,000 miles from the problem and screw up a comedian. That is how you solve world issues.
And then next thing you know, Elaine is going on all these shows and saying that I'm problematic because I think comedy should be comedy. You know, she's one of these people after Seinfeld, you know, she floated around until she found Veep. You know, she thinks she's the vice president. She thinks she's Kamala Harris. And she's going around saying that comedy can change with social blah, blah, blahs. Well, it can, Elaine. Get out. Now, Julia Louis-Dreyfus said it about a month ago on some show. And then she went on that. You guys know who Kara Swisher is? She used to be with, like, Tech TV or something like that. Now she's...
Didn't she do that podcast?
She does a podcast. Yeah, she's humorless. Very dry, very humorless, really smug. Julia said that PC culture is not killing comedy. And in fact, she called what I said bullshit. Well, okay, Julia, go to Australia and do a stand-up show. And see.
I don't see her on the stage doing stand-up.
No, she's an actress. So you follow a script. I wrote a script. You know, we wrote a script, me and Larry. We wrote a script for Seinfeld, and she was very good. Okay. Now, she did Veep, and she was great on that. You know, read the script. But if you're a stand-up comedian, do whatever you want. I don't care. Okay? Get off my back.
Is that what you told Michael Richards?
He made a mistake. Michael wasn't a stand-up comedian. He's an improv guy, and he got interrupted by people. You know, what are you going to do?
What kind of people?
Hey, you're Polish. Look, there's a Polak. He's a Polak.
Nobody takes a heckler down like Sam Kinison used to, though.
Sam was good. Sam was a good guy at taking down hecklers. He had also... You know, if you were a guy and you got dumped by a bitch, he would call her in the middle of a show and yell at her on the stage. And Carl LeBove was with him. He was funny. Nobody knows who we're talking about. Well, they know. I'm 70. I'm way out of the demo. Nobody cares. You're all a bunch of old people doing a podcast that nobody listens to.
I didn't know that you were roommates with George Wallace for like 13 years.
Yes, I was. He's a funny man. I didn't know that either. When did you, were you looking at his Wikipedia?
No, I heard him on Neil Brennan's pod.
That was good. What's that called? Blocks?
Yeah.
I was on Blocks and I was talking about all the abuse I suffered from my parents. Oh, no, wait a minute. That wasn't me. Who was that, Steph?
Daryl Hammond.
Daryl Hammond, who's very funny. He's very funny, but all his voices that he does are to mask all the trauma from his childhood. Just like Jim Carrey and Tim Andrews. Who had a very traumatic relationship with his mother. We get it.
Tim would hug and catch her, though.
Because he's a creep. Unlike Tim Andrews, I did not masturbate to that video she made about drinking vodka or Jack Daniels all day. Hey, I didn't either. Okay, that's not what I saw. I lived alone. Okay, get a real doll. That's what Jason has, a real doll. All right, I'm done with that. Sorry.
News, trailers, and trends with Steph.
We are going to do something with the news that we've never tried before. And hopefully my voice won't destroy. It isn't too destroyed.
Hey.
Yes, well, apparently Neil Young is going to join us and do some funny. Steph came up with this idea. She said, why don't you have Neil Young join the show, singer Neil Young, for you young people. Have Neil Young join the show and do some funny, takeoffs from his, famous songs.
And my point was that he was such a great commentary, of the time, of things that were going on back then.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's changed a bit, too. I mean, I would just like to hear what he has to say today.
So, Steph, you're going to read some news stories and give us some headlines and a little topic, and then Neil Young will join in and see what happens.
Well, I don't think it's aired yet, but Woody and Ted Danson were on the Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast on Monday to promote their new Cheers podcast that they got coming out. But shortly before they went on, old Woody was riding his motorcycle, and he crashed into a Tesla. And luckily, Dr. Becker, Ted Danson, was there to bandage him up for the podcast so he could go on. So he had this huge bandage and mitt done by Becker.
Look out, Woody, there's a Tesla coming up beside you with a big red blinker signaling that he wants to turn left. Good thing Ted Danson was there, cause he played a doctor on the TV and wrapped your hand. How was that?
That's next just what story. Happened, though. I mean, this is not really your feelings.
I think that that's how he's expressing it. I mean, Neil told me that he was going to surprise me with these songs, that he was going to come through me and surprise everyone with these songs. And he said they're either going to be really funny or very, very, very specific.
Oh, he's going to come through you.
Yeah, well, he's,
Yeah.
This wonderful man in Detroit, he recently admitted to a magazine that he had been the person who had been drawing Beavis heads all over Detroit for a good while now.
Why?
Because he loves Beavis and Butthead. It was his favorite cartoon as a child. Mm-hmm. And he said it actually became a compulsion. If there was a spot of anywhere and he had a can of spray paint, he was going to put a Beavis on it.
Brian Heron, you loser. Put that spray paint can away. Nobody likes Beavis murals. Get a job, stop acting. Because I hate people like you. I hope they throw your ass in jail. Because I hate people like you.
Jesus.
Hope you rot in hell. Neil, come on.
Wow. Damn, Neil. I thought you were all like about peace and, love and wow. Yeah, I'm almost afraid to talk about how old JT Timberlake got busted for a DUI last night in New York City.
Uh-huh.
He left and he was swerving all over the road and he swears he only had one cocktail, but they smelled alcohol all over him. and he couldn't walk a straight line. And I've seen on some sites that he had some Truvada in his system.
He had what?
Truvada for prep.
He did not.
That was a rumor that was going around.
He ran through a stop sign. Got a DUI. Hey, you Justin Timberlake. I hope you get the chair and fry. These celebrities, they get off scot-free. They should kick him in the stomach till he's puking up his feet. Justin Timberlake's an asshole. Justin Timberlake's an asshole. He's really getting harsh with these.
I can't argue with the harmony, though. It's really catchy.
You guys don't like him? I can't do his real voice. I'll just do this.
I don't watch this show, Elsbeth.
Neither does Tim anymore, since you guys shamed me. Just wanted to watch a nice show. Well, all right, what about
Elsbeth? The news is that there's a season 2 coming, and we're going to learn more about Elsbeth's backstory. Finally.
Old Tim, not CBS. Elsbeth is for boomers. Old Tim, save Alex Jones. Democrats are groomers. Old Tim, Aaron Rodgers was right. Ivermectin worked. I got 17 jabs. Now I feel like a jerk. All right, there's my Neil Young, and it's dead now. My voice is dead. Dead.
All right, well, I rather enjoyed it. Rolling on.
He really went off the rails, didn't he? I didn't know he was a right wing.
Are you guys up for this Spaceball sequel that Josh Gad's going to co-write with Mel Brooks?
Not me.
Not after the History of the World Part 2. Nope.
Yes, that was bad.
Yeah,
yes,
and Mel Brooks gave his approval or worked on it, with him, so...
I don't begrudge him. He's 100 years old. He can do whatever he wants.
I don't know. Yeah.
But what's Josh Gad's excuse?
I don't know. I don't particularly care for Spaceballs all that much outside of some of the characters.
What?
You know, I've said that for years.
There's no one left alive to bring back.
Well, what's his name?
I mean, just you know.
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman and Daphne Zuniga. Zuniga or Zungia.
And Rick Moranis is dead?
No, but he's dead to Hollywood. He didn't do anything
anymore.
He
didn't act anymore. That's right.
Mel Gibson's alive. He could play Dom DeLuise was Pizza the Hut. Shit, everybody's dead. Michael, the sound guy from Lieutenant Mahoney.
Michael Winslow.
Yeah, Michael Winslow's still out. He's in that.
Who was Comb in the Desert?
Oh, who's in that Comb in the Desert? Was he one of the guys?
Joan Rivers. She was the.
Yeah.
C-3PO.
Well, she'd still be alive if she hadn't let the cat out of the bag about Obama.
It wasn't the 4,000th procedure she had on her face that week.
It wouldn't that her cheeks finally touched on the back of her head.
Right. Let's see who's alive. Now you've piqued my interest. Mel Brooks is alive. John Candy is not. Bill Pullman is alive. Rick Moranis is alive. Daphne Zuniga is alive. Dick Van Patten, not alive. Michael Winslow alive. George Winner. I wonder if he's alive. Wiener, whatever. He was Colonel Sandhurst. Joan Rivers gone. From Shields and Yarnell. Lorene Yarnell Jansen. John Hurt. Is he alive?
No.
I'm John Hurt, and I was one of the doctors. Briefly. Jim J. Bullock. He is not alive, sadly.
Jim J. Bullock's alive.
He is? I thought he died.
No, he's alive.
Okay, well, I was wrong. I'm very, very wrong about things, apparently.
Maybe we can have that,
Jim J. Bullock.
Too close for country.
Was he Prince Valium? Yeah. That's a great. That's an excellent character to float a sequel with, yeah.
Josh Gad needs to play whatever creature Barf was, though.
Yes. Yeah. The dog.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be made. Sorry.
No.
I'd rather rewatch Spaceballs. Jeff and I saw it in the movies, obviously, because it came out in that era. But no need. Thank you. Anything else? Seems like there's a bunch left, but...
Nah, you wouldn't have to go through all this. But I would ask that you call this number, though. Call the number for the long legs.
Uh-huh.
Nicolas Cage is playing this serial killer. It's coming out. And there's billboards all over L.A. that have this phone number up there for you to call.
What's the phone number?
There's a bunch of people on TikTok that are calling it.
Yeah, I called it yesterday. So it's a voice that sounds very much like what you would imagine a serial killer Nicolas Cage would sound like.
And you know the number?
458-666-4355.
Here we go. It's ringing.
There he is.
What?
Your name.
Tim.
Little Angel.
Uh-huh.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Okay. It's like a reverse. It's like you calling somebody for an obscene phone call.
Yeah, keep talking until he comes.
All right. Well, like, that was interesting.
It wasn't creepy.
No, not at all.
No, but I mean, we certainly didn't think it was. But there are a lot of younger people who have found it to be very creepy, and they've made a big deal out of it.
Well, I guarantee you, if you were in that recording booth, he was giving 110%.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't want to look at him while he was doing that for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. I've seen the dailies basically of the outfit that he has on with this wig and everything. It's pretty creepy looking. No details yet, though, as to what his serial killage is.
Well, Nick Cage continues to make entertaining and fun films, so we'll go ahead and watch that. Okay. I guess this was viral for some reason, but David Chase went to that diner, Holston's, and sat down and ate at the table where the final scene was shot. Still hasn't told anybody whether Tony was alive or dead, and it doesn't matter. Couple stories from the podcast verse. Earlier today, I listened to a podcast that Steph recommended, and it hit too close to home, but it was good. It was Blocks with Neil Brennan and Daryl Hammond. I thought it'd be, you know, rip roaring, hey, Daryl's going to do some of his voices. No.
I said you might find it interesting. I didn't think you were going to be like rolling in the floor.
Well, I was prepared to laugh because, you know, those are the kind of podcasts I listen to. And it was like halfway to what Steph listens to, which is murder. And it's just depressing. And I didn't know any of this about Daryl Hammond. And now I feel for him. But he makes some good points. If you're somebody that does a lot of voices but really can't figure out who you are, you know, you can get along with what they're laying down in that episode. I certainly can. You know, I use voices a lot of times. I get paid to do them on air. And I'm trying to incorporate more in this, but I found that in the morning, now that my 3-year-old is fighting me every single day about getting out of bed, getting dressed, I just do voices all morning and it distracts him and he laughs. And as soon as you know it, he's in the car on the way to daycare. So that works.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought it was interesting. What had happened to him was just all of it.
His father dying and on the deathbed with the medals and wow. So anyway, check that out. It's an uproaring laugh fest. It was almost as funny as Pauly Shore's third appearance on the Harlan Highway. Heta. I did not watch Kill Tony or Dr. Phil this week, but I did watch the Roseanne pop in on Kill Tony. I'll probably watch those or listen over the weekend because I've really become a fan of that Kill Tony show, even though like a month ago I had no idea what it was. I'm a poser. And let's see, didn't watch ever last week. I did 9 hours of Rogan. This week I did 0 hours of Rogan because the guests haven't been anybody I had known. I did see that Stavros was on Two Bears, One Cave. And according to Podcast Cringe, all he did was make fun of Bert. Every video that comes out is Bill or Bert Kreischer is sinking farther.
He was really funny making fun of Bert, though.
He is funny, but they like each other, right? He doesn't hate Bert.
No, it wasn't. He wasn't making fun of him. He was giving him, and if you watch it, and I watched both of them. I watched the Two Bears, One Cave, got to see it, and then I saw Podcast Cringe video, which I loved. I thought it was a great video.
Yeah, his videos are fantastic.
Yeah, but the point that Stavros was trying to make was to tell Bert that he was giving him a talk that most kids get from their parents in middle school, but his parent never gave him that talk. All he gave him was the, I'm always proud of you. That's all Bert ever says. It's, oh, my dad was always proud of me. That's no problem. And it's like, yeah, but that's all he ever said. He never told you stuff like, you're not supposed to buy the best new video game just so everybody will like you.
Right.
And he don't get that. You know, you don't set up a tour going across the country with all these great comedians just so you can tag along.
Right, right. That makes sense. That makes sense.
He was making fun of him for drinking too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how that phone was ringing. All right. Let's see.
Nicolas Cage calling you back.
Yeah, he's short legs. He's calling you short legs.
Hey, short legs. Are you in Atlanta? Let's hang out.
I didn't finish before you hung up, so you gotta go.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
Hey, let's read some of your YouTube comments. We had two comments on our main YouTube video. Alan B. writes, Kamal Grant seems like a cool, genuine guy. I need to make a trip to Atlanta and try Sublime Donuts. Or try a Sublime Donut, or three, or eat six, man.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, you need to do that.
David Goodman wrote, unrelated to anything you all talked about, but what is it with modern porn and getting stuck in dryers, dishwashers, under beds, etc.? Steph, you're going to have to answer this. I am willing to accept a lot of unrealistic content with adult videos, but it's just too much. I can't get with it. You know what, David? I can't either. You know, if my mom was stuck in the dishwasher or stuck in the washing machine, I just would have left her there and stolen her purse and gone, you know, to the mall.
Do you know what he's talking about, really?
Yes, I do know.
Yes, we all know what he's talking about.
Hey, step bro.
Yeah. Hey, step bro. Hey, step mom. Hey, step sis. There's this bizarre infatuation on Pornhub with fake pseudo porn.
What does that have to do with washing machines?
Because the mom gets stuck in the dishwasher.
Now, you may ask yourself, how does someone get stuck in a dishwasher?
Right.
And they don't. They just bend over and stick their ass out from said appliance. And then...
Yeah. Yeah. The kid walks by with a boner and just starts going, oh, yeah. Hey, hey. You got to see the promo GIFs for these, or GIFs, whatever. I don't care what you call them. It's always, they always speed them up so it makes the guy look like he's crazed and his tongue's hanging out.
You know, you guys, you have to understand how much murder stuff that I read and watch. So in my head, I was picturing a body folded up and smashed into a dishwasher.
No. Just the
or
head
stuffed
is in
the, into a washing
the head is inside
machine.
The dryer and the rest of the body is outside.
And the head is still attached to the body and the body is hanging out of the washing machine. Yeah.
Well, what about the ones where the head's in the freezer and the body's in the refrigerator? Can you save the head for later? Oh, mom, your head is stuck in the freezer.
Well, those are on Dahmer Hub.
Did you guys hear about that the penality bus that got pulled over in Pennsylvania?
No.
You got to Google this news story. There's a bus and it had chickens and dogs and a horse and a pony and a bull.
And it was a heavy petting zoo.
No, yeah, right. it's real. This is a true story. It's this bus that these guys were driving around, and the chickens, thankfully, were just for food for the dogs. It was a bus. It was the beast bus. It was the bus that they were going somewhere to, like a festival for people to have sex with these animals. It's disgusting. I mean, it's crazy.
That's. You know, you just never know. I know Neil and I were hanging out with a couple one night, and she started telling me about how she could make herself really small. And then she kind of like, and then she folded herself up into like this little small ball. Uh-huh. And then she was going to get into this trunk of a car, and she wanted me to get in the trunk with her.
This is not true.
This is 100% true.
Okay. How'd
and
she get in the trunk? She
I told her
there?
No, I wasn't going to get in the trunk.
Uh-huh.
And
you didn't want to get small?
No. I mean, she said it too. She was like, I can make myself so small. And she just collapsed.
Who knew
that? Like, it was like a little Russian doll.
Uh-huh.
And she's folded into like a little thing. And that was a thing for them, though. That was a thing about like her getting small and then him putting her in a trunk and closing her up.
That happened to that lady where she did that to her husband and he died.
What?
That was like a national criminal case.
Yeah, I remember that.
They like put him in the trunk in like a army chunk overnight, and when she woke up the next day, he was dead.
Yeah, didn't realize it had an airtight seal on the trunk.
Some fetishes are just too much. Alleged bestiality bus with dozens of animals stopped in Pennsylvania. A bus suspected of being used for bestiality was pulled over in southern Pennsylvania, causing authorities to notify the Adams County SPCA of a strange situation. All right, police contacted the animal rescue workers, who said on Facebook the cargo included 30 birds, 4 shepherd breed dogs, a bull, and a pony. But all the animals are safe, and they have been taken away.
They were going to bang all those animals.
Somebody was. I'm just a bus driver. I just take them from point A to point B, and then while they're doing their thing at their festival.
The animals are all like, you couldn't bus us on the way home?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I hope those people get trampled.
Well, they didn't have any elephants on the bus.
Yeah, they need to get Mr. Handed.
That's still enough animals together. They could trample. Yeah,
they should. They should be like the orcas who communicate with each other and play pranks on people. All right, Mark. These are from our YouTube short. And which short is this, Dustin? Oh, the one talking about Bert.
You're talking about Bert. Actually, it's the clip from Axel. So, yeah, it's okay. That little conversation.
All right, at Deluxe Lolly. Shouldn't have read that name. This is still an amazing compliment from one of the best right now. Or that is still an amazing compliment from one of the best right now. So I guess he's talking about somebody. I wonder, Gilberto Pineda. I wonder if Bert would get asked to be a regular on Kill Tony if he wasn't a known comedian. Has he ever been on Kill Tony?
He's been on.
Yeah.
In the dais, yeah.
Philip Malloy says, after the machine joke, maybe. In a minute joke, hell no.
I'd like to see Bert get a joke out in a minute.
Uh-huh. Ant Lures 84.5 says, Casey Rocket is way better than Bert. That's a stretch, but maybe. Mr. Corpse Loot says, these names are great. I love these. I don't like the first one I read, but the other ones I do. What's not to love about Casey Rocket? He is funny. Callum Best wrote, I mean, his comedy is arguably terrible. That was his response. And Teddy Robo wrote, arguing about comedy is crazy. LOL, I think he's great, but I liked Andy Kaufman and irrelevant anti-humor type stuff. I do too. Oh, speaking of Andy Kaufman, thank you to Fuxi for the book he gave me. You want to see it? He got me this book about Andy Kaufman. It is an animated book called Is This Guy For Real? The Unbelievable Andy Kaufman by Box Brown. And it's pretty cool. Check that out.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of wrestling stuff. And that's pretty cool. So thank you, Fuxi. I didn't say I have thanked him. I didn't wait till today. but I wanted to thank him on the show. All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll do views or snooze and staff picks and get the hell out of here. Greetings, Radio Labyrinth podcast listeners. Over there in Conyers, Atlanta Pizza in Euro is heading into summer. You want a cool, refreshing drink, huh? Well, Atlanta Pizza in Euro has over 16 ice-cold local draft beers on tap. 16 of them. William Devane loves a cold beer. I like a nice IPA when I'm playing golf. And you can always find their amazing pizza, gyros, and Greek salad if you're hungry. Stop by Atlanta Pizza in Euro Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 p.m., Saturdays 12 to 9 p.m., closed on Sundays. They also have team trivia on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge against the best Conyers has to offer. And since that would be Dustin, you don't really have much of a challenge ahead of you. Just kidding. Hope you... proudly serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. Their food truck is also available, so contact Mike at 770-483-6228 for more details. Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Is views
or
and snooze.
Snooze.
Then we're back.
We are back, and it's time for views or snooze. I did it. I did the trifecta. That's the right? Three things.
Yep.
I watched The Boys, House of the Dragon, and Alone.
Last week was Alone, The Boys, and House of the Dragon, which I watched all of them.
I liked House of the Dragon. I forgot the plot. Did everybody watch it?
Yeah, I was glad for the recap.
I've just started back into the first season.
Oh, that's right. You didn't like the...
Yeah, you got to wait till after the time jump.
I'm still getting there. I'm rewatching Boardwalk.
Empire?
Yes. And, we're just now starting season 3. And Boardwalk season Empire. 2, I had forgotten that Jimmy did bang his mom.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
I need to rewatch that. That's one show I haven't rewatched, and it's so good.
It's so good, Tim. Rewatch it. I mean, we're so into it. Like, you know what's going to happen, but it's so freaking good. So good. Mr. Harrow, you know what's waiting.
I'll start watching one episode, and I'll go, let's put on The Sopranos again.
I'm watching that, too.
Wow. That's an ongoing thing for me. It's a problem, I tells you.
It is a problem.
We have this week, and I'm in all the subreddits where everybody watches it over and over again, and it's funny, somebody will go, just finished my first rewatch, when should I watch it again? And everybody writes, why are you waiting? Today, start now. And then it evolves into quotes.
Christopher.
All right, this week Shorty comes back for season 3 on Hulu.
Nice. Definitely
awesome show, spinoff of Letterkenny about hockey. And Orphan Black Echoes, you guys going to be into this?
No.
Is it a spinoff?
It looks pretty good. Kristen Ritter from Breaking Bad.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give it views for sure, just at least first one.
If you had Tatiana on it, I'd probably try it.
Tatiana, She-Hulk.
Show coming out.
Oh, She-Hulk, I canceled?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it.
I hope not. It was good.
Yeah.
And then A&E is moving away from the wrestlers, I guess, and doing rock star biographies. Alice Cooper and Dee Snider both coming out.
That's a
view. On the 23rd.
Yeah, I'm watching that.
A&E does a really good job with those biographies.
Time for some staff picks. Let's see. Mine is very simple. The Fish is releasing singles from their upcoming album, Evolve, on Spotify. There's 3 on there right now. They're all pretty good. You're into Fish.
You guys listen to the Lonely Island podcast with Seth Meyers? And
yeah, I was going to recommend this to you if you hadn't heard about it already.
Yeah, well, this most recent episode, it was a two-parter, but it was them talking about when they made Hot Rod.
Yeah.
And which is one of my all-time. I love Hot Rod so much. I've watched it so many times. Have you seen Hot Rod, Tim?
Nope.
You need to watch Hot Rod, man.
You gotta watch Hot Rod. I love it so much. But there is a standout part from this is when they were talking about how Ian McShane was at the height of Deadwood when he played his father in the movie. And in Deadwood, I guess they needed some sound re-recorded. And they were talking about how surreal it was for Ian McShane to just be standing in their set with a boom mic re-recording. What is it called? ADs?
ADR.
Whatever. And he's just standing there going, start doing all this Deadwood shit. Set.
That's cool.
It was great, though. So anyway,
voice?
If you don't...
Did he do his voice?
He kind of, sort of, and they didn't really... their podcast, if you don't listen to it, is such a fun podcast. And
I like
fun. They are fun, man. They're fun, and they're lighthearted, and they're...
Do they talk about their childhood trauma?
No.
All right.
No, it's all silly. It's all fun.
My staff pick is Walton Goggins did that Wired autocomplete interview on YouTube. It's real good. Yeah. Pretty short. And then Anthony Michael Hall is on Fly on the Wall this week if you're mad because he didn't show up in Bratz at all.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. Did everybody watch Bratz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it yet. You guys didn't give it like a great review.
Because it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's not a retrospective at all.
Not at all.
Only for one person. That's about it.
Yeah. Andrew.
I think there's going to be more, though.
You think?
They kind of left it open for more.
Well, I won't spoil it, but it really, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Man, it was nice to see some of those people because you don't see them a lot. It was nice to see Ally Sheedy. She looked, I always liked her.
Yeah.
Cool. But I didn't know that Andrew McCarthy had suffered psychological trauma from that article that Brat Pack was first used in from the New Yorker. I always thought Brat Pack was something At that age,
everybody else in the Brat Pack thought it was complimentary, but
right, not everybody, but most of them.
Yeah.
Dustin, what's yours?
Mine this week is going to be an anti-staff pick. Netflix, I noticed, had a new shark movie in the number three spot for like days. And I was like, a new shark movie? I love shark movies. Under Paris. And Under Paris is quite possibly the worst shark movie I've ever seen. It's every cliche.
Worse than The Meg 2?
Can be. Yes. Yes. I would watch The Meg 2. and I didn't even finish it the first time.
Are there even good kills in it?
I mean, there's not big stars in it. It's young people. They were literally, I guess, trying to use all the money on the special effects. But the idea is that the sharks, that there's a giant floating island of trash in the Pacific. And somehow that bred this shark that could survive in brackish water. That's what it was. So somehow it makes it from Polynesia to France. And Paris.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And it's swimming through the...
It's wearing a little beret that says Rusty on it.
On the top of it. But yeah, I mean, the only good scene is there's a scene where these Greenpeace type protesters try to save the shark as opposed to, you know, themselves. And a bunch of them get eaten, which is, you know, it's hilarious.
Of course.
But yeah, not a good movie. Not a fun movie. It just makes you sad that they don't make fun, scary shark movies anymore.
Oh, that blows.
Well, I've heard thank that, you for warning.
Wasn't it like The Reef, or wasn't that like a good one or something? Well, I heard
that those were and that's what I was expecting when I saw that. The Reef wasn't too. The Shallows, I think, was a decent one, and even the ones that have the girls trapped in cages with sharks, you know, 50 feet below, you know, those were okay. But this one was,
they get stuck in them and the shark has sex with them.
That would have been great.
How about
step shark?
No.
Step shark stuck in the dishwasher.
He's stuck in the shorts of the
shark cage.
Sorry, that doesn't usually happen.
He's going to cascade all over me.
Thank you guys for your staff picks and anti-staff picks. Let's do some plugs. Okay, every Monday I release a show called Trambles on the Radio Labyrinth podcast feed. It is audio only. And every Saturday I do a radio show on WSB Radio in Atlanta called The Popcast. My guest last week was Greg Russ. That podcast should be up soon. And my guest this week on the, what'll that be, the 22nd of June at 7 p.m. You can listen. If you're in Atlanta, you can listen on the radio, WSB 95.5 FM 750 AM, or anywhere on the app, the WSB radio app. Alan Parsons, who is the front man for the Alan Parsons Project.
You're talking to him?
I already did talk to him, yeah. You can hear him singing. He sings the Ozempic jingle.
Did you have your eye in the sky?
I did. I had my eye in the sky.
Oh, my God.
The dishwasher where my sister's.
I am so jealous.
Really? He's going to be at the Fred in Peachtree City on the 29th. So I lined this up with a guy named Todd Elmore a while ago and talked to Alan Parsons' daughter, and we lined it up. And... he's really cool, man. I mean, you know, he is in the movie. He's in Get Back, that documentary, the Beatles documentary that Peter Jackson did. And I asked him about that and the difference between that and the movie. And he has a good response to that. I won't spoil it. But he also, we start talking, you know, he produced that band Pilot. Oh, 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 it's magic.
Yeah.
And so he goes, oh, that one's on the, Ozempic. So you can check that out, and that'll be a podcast.
He's so funky.
Yeah. Who, Alan?
I don't care what you do. Wouldn't want to be like you.
And the cool thing, that band never toured, and it was just all studio people, and he and the other guy who formed the band, and then they didn't start touring, I think, until the 90s, late 90s. I've seen them. I saw them. That was the first concert I went to after... Well, amid the pandemic, it was in 2022. And let's see. Hey, if you're looking for a good gift, a birthday gift or whatever, anniversary, whatever, go to Cameo The link is right below me, right, Dustin? You can find the link, and I'll do a custom video for you.
And maybe a Neil Young.
Yeah. Maybe when my voice heals. And go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews if you like the show and you feel like tossing up a couple of bucks. Spread it out over a year. Do $1, $5, $10, whatever. And that'll give you access to our Patreon show that we do every week. It's hit or miss as to what we're going to do on that show. Not like quality-wise, but it's hit or miss as to what we're going to do. And this week we watched an episode or a clip from the news in 1991 at the beginning of the Gulf War against Saddam Hussein. But we watched it because Steph's in it.
Featuring a young Stephanie Swain.
Right. And for some reason in this commercial, she gets stuck in a...
Yeah, she's stuck in a locker at her school.
And then new Anchorman's like, hey, school.
Hey, Steph, bro.
And my last name's Keezer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Keezer to Skeezer. thank you to our executive producers, which is the $25 level. And at that level, you get a T-shirt. And please, you're not calling me again. No. Yeah, you get a T-shirt, a drawing from me, whether you want that on the iPad or hand-drawn. I'll draw you. Maybe I'll draw your sister, your stepsister, in a washing machine. But
we draw my mom in a washing
machine. Yes, I will draw you. All I have to draw is her ass. Listen, at that level, you get a credit, and of course, you get a shirt from our store and all that jazz. But you get your name read every week as a producer of the show, because that's what you are. All right, so thank you to our producers, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson. I just saw Brian and Chelsea. They went to, it looks like they went to Bonnaroo. It looks like they had a good time. Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Mike D, and Matt Carter. So thank you guys very much. And please remember to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're not that far away from 1,000, and that's our goal, our step one on our ladder to success. And we'd like you to do that. Even if you're a listener, on whatever platform you listen to it on, Podcatcher or whatever, just go to YouTube, find it, subscribe. That's all you got to do, and then you can go back to doing what you normally do.
But yeah, we got to get some money. Like, I have dogs with a lot of medications. Everybody I can't afford them all.
Everybody make another Google account and subscribe.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll work.
We're less than 20 away, so we'll be there shortly.
We'll be there shortly, next year sometime. Season. But no, thank you all. If you're relatively new here and you stuck around, we very much appreciate it. We love your comments. Keep them coming. Keep posting on the YouTube page. And you know, when we put out shorts, comment there as well. Let's see, who's calling me now? That's my dad calling me back again. Hello?
20 minutes later.
Yeah, I can't get this Nicolas Cage phone sex line to work.
He was calling the long legs line.
Oh, God, I loved you in the movie you were in. So thank you guys very much. And that's going to do it for Radio Labyrinth this week. Okay, that's it. That's enough. Right, go home. Watch MASH. Yeah, oh, yeah, keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Canon, for God's sake.
Well, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.